Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 56. Let's see what it's talking about. Thanks to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini said in the name of Rav Yonas, and the Shlomo HaMelech did not sin. When the pasuk says that he built altars to foreign gods, it means that his wives, who were converts, built altars to foreign gods, and he failed to stop them. It was then that Rome began. When Yeravam erected two idols of calves, Italy began. So here's the idea, the importance of understanding the influence, the hashpa of people around you. Rashi explains when talking about the Korach episode, the terrible episode where Korach, basically a relative, a cousin of Moshe, comes to try to usurp his authority because he's jealous, he wants the honor for himself. Why does all of the tribe of Reuven join him? What do they really have anything to do with? And why did Dasan and Aviram join? Because Rashi says, Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shecheino. Tov Letzadik, Tov Leshecheino. When you live next to someone who has a bad influence, does bad actions, we don't want to say a bad person, but a person who does bad things, a person that's involved in bad actions, that's going to influence you. That's going to affect you. That's why Pirkei Avos explains when one of the sages asks his Talmidim, what are the best directions to go? What are the best qualities to have? They answer different things, to be a good neighbor, to be a good friend. And the best thing is to have a good heart, and that encompasses everything. You want to be a good neighbor. You want to have a good influence on people. When you see the people around you, Shlomo HaMelech was one of the smartest people that ever lived, but Hashem is still smarter than all of us combined and everything combined. Hashem knows what he's talking about. Don't have too many wives. Don't have too many horses, which are two things that Shlomo technically slipped in. According to the sages, he had to go back for the horses to Egypt, and then the wives had a very bad hashpanim, and he is credited as if he served foreign gods, God forbid, even though he was the one that brought peace to the world and built the Beit HaMikdash, the base of Mikdash. It's still very important to understand the hashpa of people around you. Surround yourself with good influences. Surround yourself with sagely people, with rabbanim, with good friends, with good qualities of different people. It's very interesting to see what types of people associate with in high school and college, even elementary and grad school, because the people that they associate with, that's the hashpah on you. You could see, tell a lot about a person by looking at their friends. If a person has nasty friends, that means the person is going to have nasty qualities. But a good person with good friends, someone who has good friends, is automatically going to be a good person. When you think about how you knew how people are good for each other, and they said, oh, he had such good friends and he's such a good person. Oh, she does not have good friends. She has bad midos and bad quality traits. Because people that affect us are those that have an ashpa on us. Those that we are influenced by are those that we interact with a lot. So if you surround yourself with such people and such qualities and such attributes in your life, by definition, by nature, you yourself will be better and be pulled to be better and to do better things for the world. We want the world to be a good place where we do much actions that are good, so we must surround ourselves with good things and good people as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 57 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.